Lulu's kitchen.
Good morning, all. Right. I have been hearing an awful lot about this thing called bulletproof coffee. This, taken at its most pure, you obtain a kind of coffee bean which is only grown on one estate and which is grown very purely, which is washed, picked under very stringent conditions, which is washed very well and which is sold in small bags, or you can buy a large bag. It costs a very great deal of money. You then brew this and you mix it with sweet butter, unsalted butter, that is, grass-fed organic butter, and a special kind of concentrated coconut oil. Is it MCT oil? That's right. People who don't want to go through buying the coffee use their ordinary good quality coffee bean and coconut oil. Now, if I was going to buy the coffee and the MCT oil, I would have had to lay out £50 for a very small bag of coffee and a smallish bottle of oil before I even knew that I liked the stuff. And if you drink this bulletproof coffee, it is supposed to dramatically improve your energy in the mornings and also put you into ketosis, which means that you're burning fat as fuel as opposed to burning carbohydrates, and it is supposed to help your metabolism a lot, or that is the given word on it as far as I understand. Anyway, the point being that I have zero energy in the morning, and I thought A, the actual taste sensation might be interesting, and B, it might help to improve my energy slightly if I gave this a go, and C, I'm always out for trying new things, so I would try it. In front of me I have coffee which has been freshly brewed from very good quality beans, the best I could obtain, and I have all the other stuff ready. So we are going to try making bulletproof coffee, and then you can hear me try it for the first time, and I will tell you honestly what I think. I also have procured here something called Total Sweet, because I'm used to taking sugar in my coffee. Sugar is out if you want to do low carb or zero carb. For me, it's going to have to be low carb, because obviously sugar is pure carb. Honey is no good either. So I have had to find a low carb sweetener, in this case, something that's made from natural plant extracts, which is called xylitol. And xylitol in this country is sold under the brand name Total Sweet. So I have some of that. Okay, so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to warm the blender with a bit of boiling water, because if you put hot coffee and butter and things in a cold blender, you're going to have cold coffee, which will not be good. So, as in warm the pot when you make tea, it stands to reason that you warm the blender. I'm actually, because I'm only doing this for one person, and it is a very powerful little machine, I'm using my Kenwood Smoothie Maker, Smoothie To Go it's called. And that does very well blend hot liquids. You're allowed to use them there. Okay, blender is warm. Let's get everything else warm in here before it gets unwarm. A tablespoon of coconut oil. This is Coco Vita Extra Virgin Coconut Oil. Weird thing about this stuff, I'm thinking coconut oil, poor. Coconut oil, not poor. Not in this instance, it's solid-ish. It comes out of a jar. Weird. In it goes. I left the butter out to soften so that I could measure it more easily. Because in the good old U of K, we do not have such a thing as a stick of butter that you can cut measurements off. It does not happen. Okay, 2 tablespoons of butter. But I do have this dinky little tablespoon measurement, a teaspoon, a scant teaspoon of xylitol. Now, it says an 8-ounce cup of coffee. I think once I've put, you know, the butter and stuff in it, it will fill the mug. I hope that's the idea. Okay, note to self, don't use a cup measurement next time, because it tips. I must blend this before it gets cold. Apologies in advance for the noise. There will be some, and I can't help it. Right, I've given that about 30 seconds. It hasn't filled the mug or anywhere near. Let's taste it. It has a frothy head, like a latte. It isn't as hot as I would normally drink my coffee. It's not unpleasant. It's actually at the temperature that you can actually just chug it back. That's not bad at all, actually. It's really funny. You wouldn't think what I'm getting is creaminess, really creamy. And the taste of the coconut is coming through. If I'd used the proper concentrated oil, I maybe wouldn't get coconut quite so strongly. But I am getting, because I used the Coco Vita coconut oil, I am getting coconut quite strongly, but it's not bitter and it's not unpleasant, and you wouldn't think coffee and coconut would work together, but actually it really is rather good. Now, whether I could do this every day, it made me have to stand up for rather longer than I would like, and my back is now aching. I also spilt the coffee and made a mess, which I'm now going to have to clear up, because it's not fair to have to get someone else to do it when I made the mess. But I have to say, people were talking about, there was an oil slick, I had grease on my lips, blah, 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 blah. I didn't like it. I actually really do like it. It's good, I have to say. I really do. Seriously, if it was nasty, I would tell you so. I think when I do it tomorrow, I will measure the coffee into the mug, not use an 8-ounce cup like he said in the recipe. I will measure it into my mug so I can have more. Damn! That's delicious, I'm telling you, and it's all gone. Hell! Okay, I am going to call that, apart from the fact that I spilt coffee all over the side, I am going to call that a success. I will definitely have that again. I don't know about every day, but maybe on my bad days I could have it as a pep-up, I don't know. But I really do like that. It is good. Seriously, try it. You won't be disappointed. It is. If you do it properly and whiz it up in a blender, not a hand blender, use something powerful. And you know, use the proper sweet butter and coconut oil. It's good stuff. It really is. I'm impressed. Lulu's Kitchen was presented by Lulu Hutchin, with music by Andre Louis. www.andrelouis.com